This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Give us some of the speech.
What's that?
Give me something you said in the speech. And did you triple, or you got through it Clint Eastwood like, and then you got emotional, or were you like Norm when we were in Texas and you had to go pat him on the shoulder, which I love.
I was pretty good during the speech.
I got a big ass.
During the ceremony was pretty tough. Not tough, but you know.
I hear you.
Watching her walk down the aisle.
Yeah,
it was a million aisle. It was a,
at Cal, huh?
Yeah, that's where they
met. Shout out to Bears.
That's where they met. Yep.
That's dope.
My little baby. She's gone. She's all gone now. I mean, she's fine.
Yeah. They're all gone.
Yeah. Not yet. I still got two more unmarried.
How often do you talk to your kids via text, like when they're gone?
Pretty much. I definitely try to keep it.
I get left on red, and then I get mad. I'll turn this motherfucker.
What is left on red?
Oh, well, they don't respond. I'll turn this off. Hey, did it, Evan? They call right back. Hey, I missed it. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in Millbrae. Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
Oh, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
not much.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, I a long time ago wrote to Tony Hawk, and he signed a little postcard for me and sent it back. And then the other one was I went to Pearl Jam. This is back in 1992, and Pearl Jam was barely anyone knew. And Rage Against the Machine opened up for them, and this is before even CDs. I caught a demo tape of theirs. And it had an address on it, and I said, I'm going to write to them because the three songs I hear, I love. And I ended up getting on their fan mailing list, and they sent me records all the time, and they were great. Tom Morello, the guitarist, sent me an autograph, yeah.
Nice. Eddie Vedder. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Give me one of their biggest hits. Pearl Jam.
What's the one? Don't Call Me Father. Don't Call These. They've got a bunch, but I just can't remember the titles.
Oh, I got to give a Willard credit.
For what?
ESPYs. He knew the acronym.
He's not here the rest of the week, right?
Yeah, but he's listening. So.
I don't care if he's listening.
He got it. Shout out, Will.
Whether he's here the rest of the week or not.
Like, I don't understand what you're...
Because if he's not here, it can be a free-for-all against Willard.
But you can do that with him here because he's that type of guy.
I'm scared of him when he's here.
Yeah, that bothers me.
And this is perfect.
But you yell at me all day.
By the way, no,
and I'm the one that would rip you apart.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not his job.
Has Willard let everybody know
that
he's getting married?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, this is a great week to go at Willard. because he's
He's distracted. I may have something. No,
he's distracted.
Said, my man,
he's
hold
thinking
on.
About the Shut wedding.
He said, look forward to 145. So,
oh,
maybe
so he's
not
here
off.
Today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'll hold off.
All right.
I'll hold
Vic
off.
Had to, so you had to scrap all that.
Exactly.
He's waiting on you.
Exactly. Now, and I can help him with some of his, you know, if he's got any wedding questions. Ours went off seamless. Well, almost. Almost.
I love it.
We had a little problem on Friday at the big party.
What happened?
We had a taco truck coming over.
Please tell me you had cheese.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And they set up on the back in the backyard, and you know, I got a court, a basketball court, but we had like a pavilion there and stuff and all that. Thank you. And so they came and they were setting up. The place was immaculate. Have you ever heard of something? Horchata? Anybody know what horchata is? Horchata. Evan.
Yeah, I know what a horchata is.
What is it?
I don't.
It's like a Spanish milk drink.
It's yes. And it's red. It can be red, right? Or like a dark color.
I think
color.
It's a little more caramel colored typically.
Okay.
But sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Could be different. They're different kinds.
Well, they're setting up and they had a big vat of horchata. And the table buckled and the horchata fell and spilled all over the court like 15 minutes before the party.
But didn't get anybody.
No, but the whole court then had like this red dye on it, and your boy had to go to work with a big 15 minute cleanup session. But we got it. And then the court was sticky, but that was fine. All right. What was I going to say? Oh, so anything happened with Kuminga?
No, the baby has not arrived yet, Stoney. We're still in labor. We're still waiting, and Evan and I talked about it, and I'm at the point now, just give him 20, have him come back for one, and call it a day.
Why give him 20?
I mean,
but get him at 7.9.
No, Stoney, stop. I mean, you want to be fair, right? And I think Jonathan Kuminga, anywhere from 18 to 20 million for one, call it a day, and then go from there, man. I don't want him not to be not in the Warrior uniform for crumbs and pennies on the dollar. And that's where it looks like this thing is at. And I know Draymond Green was very open last night or the day before on a podcast talking about how these youngsters and players basically don't know, you know, the game in regard to what's going on between the league and the Players Association. And Stoney, I'm not ready to sit here and tell you, Evan, or anybody that Kuminga was not wanted or didn't have any suitors. This damn second apron and these Joe Lacob hater rules has teams in these predicament to where they can't splurge or go, you know, get Kuminga for said reasons. And I don't like any of it, but I'm asking you right now real quick. As I explain why there's nothing new on the Kuminga front, do you think nobody wanted Jonathan Kuminga in his services?
I think people want Jonathan Kuminga for a certain price, and they don't want to go over that that price. Yeah, I see. I think it was beet juice. That's what I think it was. Somebody on here saying 408, that's called beet juice. That's what I thought it was.
But why'd you call it her?
Somebody said it was, but they're saying horchata is not red.
When you were cleaning it up, were you like, I can't believe I'm cleaning this? Did you get mad? No, stuff happens.
Yep.
You were in a zone.
I was in a zone. All right. I just dealt with it. Kuminga, okay, so yes, that's what it was. Steiny, that's called Jamaica, which is a hibiscus juice, basically horchata. Okay, that's what it was then. It was red. I know that. It was red for sure. Yeah, as it relates to Kuminga.
Yeah.
So you realize they don't have to give him 20.
I understand that. I got it.
So they're not in the charity business. You know what I mean? So like the Warriors can.
So you think, let's just have
no,
fun.
I wouldn't give him 20. Why?
But saying you wouldn't up anything over 7.9 and expect him to ball out and give you his best, that would be an insult. So I don't expect it to be that low.
I'm starting to think he's coming back for that 7.9.
Wow.
I really am. But
I wouldn't
we'll
come
see.
Back.
Here's the other thing.
I would not come back. Like, I'm being real.
It's you would sit out.
Yeah, just to sit.
Oh, please.
Like, come on, Scotty.
Ooh.
They're not going to have him come back.
They're not going to just pay him to pay him.
No. We once were talking about this guy again. He's not Dr. J, he's Donnie, or Kawhi Leonard. I'm just telling you, 7.9 is that's free labor. Come on. You know you could come up with a number somewhere from anywhere, 18 mil somewhere, but 7.9. I wouldn't even look at that guy like I'm going to get the best version of him. I know what you're saying. They could ask him to do that. That's not happening.
They can tell him to do it.
And then he could say, all right, deuces.
Yeah, okay. And then what? But he's like that guy. He's got nowhere else to go.
Who needs more? Who? More?
What do you mean?
Who said it last week? We played the sound. Did Kuminga need the Warriors more than the Warriors need Kuminga?
But he's not going to sit out.
Right.
He can't
sit. But they're not going to offer him 7.9.
That's they already have.
But you know what I mean.
They already have.
But out of respect. I just went to the Valkyrie game with this dude. First, we were just talking about the role. I'm not going to ask him to come back for minimum wage. I'm going to do him a solid.
It's not minimum wage. It's $8 mil a year. $8 mil a year. And anyway, here's the other thing. You know,
bees knees. Guru's so disconnected, but go ahead.
When your daughter gets married, it really can change your perspective. And you know, I came back today thinking about the Warriors and getting the sense some people are frustrated, you know, because quote unquote, they're not doing anything. They're doing things. I know, Joe. Look, take it to the bank. Al Horford's going to be a Warrior. It's done.
And some will say that's not enough.
Okay.
And I won't be one of them because I know Christmas came in February, Stoney. We did our heavy lifting early. You got a whole off season now with Jimmy Butler. Do the math. Prorate it. What if he were here for 82? And Evan talked about it like he went baby Steinmetz. So Curry played 70 games last year, but he's not the only one. You know, what do you expect from the big three? And I'm like, every year we're told Steph is going to play 50 games because we want to save him. And the dude's out there playing over 30-something minutes, and he's playing 70 games, if not injured. Like, let's just look at it from that. Remember Jimmy Butler. Remember how happy we were. That's why he's kind of quiet on the set right now.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, it's quiet in terms of we don't know what they're going to do or what they've done. But I do get the sense that they have stuff done, at least one thing.
And this is holding it up?
It has to. It has to because I don't know this, but the Horford thing to me reeks of, I'm coming to Golden State. Do what you got to do with Kuminga. And, you know, I'll be here when the dust settles right there.
Mm.
And I think now the thing I think's funny is that Del Curry talked the other day.
He did.
And said the Warriors need an athletic big man.
He didn't say big.
He said went athletic.
Marcus Thompson.
What?
Athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like Horford's not an athletic big man.
I understand that.
But he's
so
big.
What do you take from that statement from the chef's pop?
Well, I take it that
talk to
we found out that Steph's not a great player personnel guy as it related to what was that guy's name?
He's still harping on that.
Yeah.
He played in Boston.
What the heck was his name?
Help us out,
and
Evan.
And then they went to Gary Payton.
He can play defense, though. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But I think what's going to happen is the minute the Kuminga thing breaks, and maybe it won't break for a little while, but I think once that breaks, then we'll probably see that the Warriors have done something.
Let's talk about that.
They still have their, they have the taxpayer mid-level, which is five-ish. And so they've got, they got $5 million to spend. I know it sounds like chump change, but maybe that's the money that Horford's going to get. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. On Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Yeah, you were out yesterday, Stani, recouping, and I told Evan, I feel like Dub Nation is not worried enough about losing GP2. And it's not just losing him, what you would replace him with. He is your best on-ball defender. I had Moody second, but Kuminga has all the gifts that he should be that, but that's a whole nother story. So when I was single, Stani, and dating, and I wanted a girl, and I wanted to be in a relationship, and I wanted to solidify it, she would tell me, and it's been told to me many times, hey, I'll get back to you. I got other stuff working. So I knew at that point she had to choose.
Yeah.
So what's taking this whole this Kuminga thing so long? What is there a domino that can, like, if nobody's at the door, I don't think they're coming. It's like Halloween, right? Like, nobody knocking, they're not coming. What do you think is holding this up? And do you think he's bitter?
First of all, Avery Bradley.
There we go.
Was the name. Yeah. Thank you, 707. I think what's happening is very, very simple. And it's something that we thought was a possibility. And then sure enough, it plays out. And now we're a little bit puzzled by it. There was no money this offseason. None.
All right.
Except from the Brooklyn Nets. And they don't want Jonathan Kuminga. Or at least they're not prepared to pay him a lot of money. So that means that virtually every other team, the best they have, the most they have, is the $14 million non-taxpayer.
Okay.
Okay, so you can use $14 million to build off of. So the Warriors, in theory, another team in theory could offer Kuminga a four-year, $62 million deal. That sounds like the Nickeil Alexander Walker deal. He doesn't want to take that, apparently. But
how do we know that if it hasn't been offered or reported?
But this is, I'm just saying there are other teams out there who could start to build a salary for Kuminga off $14
million. Right.
But that's not enough for him, clearly. Because I think if he really wanted to get out of here and thought $14 million was enough for the next couple years, then
this would be over.
He would have okayed. He would have okayed the deal. The problem is then at that point maybe the Warriors match, and then the Warriors find themselves with Kuminga at $14 million, $15 million, and $17 million, or what it is. So I just don't think the Warriors and Kuminga are even close in terms of the numbers. And so I don't know that there's any deadline, artificial or real, to get something done. I mean, it feels like it's almost gotten to the point where Kuminga's not going to have a market unless something happens to a team this offseason, and somebody gets hurt in the offseason or something like that.
Good luck with that.
But
we're in the fourth quarter of free agency, right? I feel like we're under the two-minute warning.
I mean, Draymond Green was talking about this and saying, free agency's over. It's not quite over yet because there are still some players out there. But the Kuminga thing, I think it could go on. I mean, it's already gone on for almost a week and a half. So if Dunleavy wanted to get something done sooner rather than later, it's now later. So my feeling is, park your car and you get a ticket and you come out and you're like, I got a ticket.
It happened Saturday.
But you have to go back to work. Oh. Well, then you leave the ticket on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't take the ticket off so that you can get hit twice.
I've done that. I hear you.
And I don't know. That was an analogy I was trying to make, but now I even forgot.
I just like what I was gonna say. Again, Stani, we've been doing this forever, and we came in, we're Kuminga'd out, not the player, just the subject matter, and here we are with no timetable or any sense of when this thing might end. And if you're telling me that's why Horford hasn't been announced, because that's holding it up, well, that, I mean, no, it's not wins or losses, but that stinks.
The question here on the text line is from Rick P. on the YouTube chat. You guys want to sign Al Horford, but give up on Kuminga. I get LOL. I just disagree, I guess. I don't necessarily think Horford means there will be no Kuminga. I just think that there's going to be Horford and there's going to be either Kuminga or somebody else.
Yes.
But it's not a matter of they're choosing Horford over over Kuminga.
Horford as Looney's replacement.
Exactly. And you know, that's not a bad pickup, obviously, for Kevon Looney. The other thing I have written down here is Slater wrote a story about a bunch of teams that might be interested in Kuminga. One, Sacramento. I think he threw a couple other teams in there, including the Wizards. There were about four or five teams. And I can't help but wonder if there really are five teams out there vying for Kuminga. I actually don't think there are.
Because it doesn't feel that way, partner. That's all I can say. Whatever that's worth.
Here's what I think, and this is kind of what Draymond Green alluded to, but I don't think that Jonathan Kuminga right now is a high priority for any team. I think he is right now, because of the way free agency is shaken out, or maybe because of the trajectory of his career here at Golden State, where it's been a little bit up and down, I don't see teams prioritizing Jonathan Kuminga. I just don't. Otherwise, I think something would be done by now, and it's not. And I do think we're getting to the point where we can start to talk about what's going on with his agent and whether or not this thing was massively played wrong.
Well, just from there, I mean, the talk around the water cooler is he turned down 30, but we don't know if that last year, if that was actually true.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not. I do believe that whatever his number is or was, that the Warriors aren't in that neighborhood. I just feel like, and Warrior fans, tell me what you think. It feels like the Warriors do not want to pay this guy more than $20 million.
Man.
And I'm just throwing $20 million out there because it's less than a lot of us thought, but it's still more than the mid-level.
Yeah.
But otherwise, what could the holdup be? The holdup is that the Warriors and Kuminga are far apart. They are. They must be. Right? They must be.
Yeah.
Because we're 9 days in, and we've heard a lot of, you know, talk about some other teams, but nothing's come to fruition, and it's probably because the Warriors may be asking for too much in a sign and trade, and they're not going to be rushed, and so this thing continues to move on. I saw something today. Sacramento's obviously interested in Kuminga. Well,
what did you make of that offer? Saric and Carter and 2 second rounds.
I think
people are having fun with Sac and Vivek for that offer.
Why? Because they lowball the Warriors?
Yeah.
That's smart. That's not dumb. That's smart to my way of thinking. I mean, if you're telling me.
Well, it's smart if the Warriors would have accepted it. If you really wanted Kuminga.
Well, that's the game that I think is being played right now. Is the Kings offer what they offer, and the Warriors are like, no. And another week's going to go by with nothing happening. So clearly the Warriors, yeah, I mean, I hear you. If they looked at Sacramento's offer and said no interest, then, you know, they're waiting for a better offer, but it may not come. It may not come. Because everybody is thinking the same thing, that the Warriors, they don't want to pay Kuminga either. And just, he is caught right now between a rock and a hard place.
Man, oh man.
And the one thing I will say is I feel like this does have some parallels to Brandon Ayuk. And I do remember at this point, we were talking about Ayuk and his agent. Why doesn't he just take this? Why doesn't he just do that? He didn't do anything that anybody really wanted him to do. There was talk about the agent playing it wrong. Guess what?
And he
didn't.
Yeah, he won.
So
he won big time.
So something can absolutely, you know, I mean, it could still, I think it's a remote possibility, but I think it's still possible that Kuminga could come out of this smelling like a rose. I just would not bank on it at this point.
Like Chris Boucher, he's available, Steiny. Guys like Amir Coffey, Bradley Beal, who I told Evan, I've been thinking about this, Steiny, I'd love to see him get bought out and somehow if the Warriors can finesse him or he would be willing to take, you know, less to come here and be a bucket getter off the bench. Like, that's how starving I am for this Warrior team to have somebody that can get buckets off the bench. But guys like Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Al Horford, and Cam Thomas, and what, Jonathan Kuminga, Quentin Grimes, and Josh Giddey, there is no, I got to be careful here, game-changing. Like, that's why I feel like it's over. It's a two-minute warning. Like, yeah, you got some guys, but.
I mean, there weren't a ton of free agents out there this summer. And I don't know if it's chicken or the egg. I got to get out here. Yeah. But 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, do you think that essentially this offseason has been a failure? I'm not going there yet. I still think stuff's going to shake out. But how optimistic are you that Dunleavy can make something out of not only Jonathan Kuminga, but the rest of free agency? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I will never get duped again.
I'm not in this one.
It's the Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny, Guru, Steiny Show. Let's go.
You said something interesting over the break when I said this reminds me, the Kuminga situation in a little way reminds me of Ayuk and what happened with Ayuk when this thing got protracted. Yeah. And there were a lot of people that thought Ayuk's agent played it wrong. There were a lot of people that thought Ayuk should just sign a deal early.
A lot of people said, well, why didn't he take the Pittsburgh deal? And you said, well, the difference is Kuminga, the difference is you said Ayuk had a market.
Yeah.
And
receivers were getting paid left and right.
He did have a market, but here's where I think there's a similarity. I don't think the 49ers at the time wanted to trade him. And I don't, like, they were asked, in my mind, they knew they were asking too much, so it was going to dissuade other teams from trying to trade for him because
they wanted to keep him.
I think the 49ers were asking for too much, like they did for Garoppolo. And I think the Warriors are doing the same thing in a sense where they're asking too much in a sign and trade on purpose.
Oh, got
because you. they want
the services.
Exactly what they want if they're going to lose Jonathan Kuminga. And if you're not going to give them exactly what they want, then the only thing the Warriors can do at that point is just say, Jonathan, look, you had no offers that we thought were viable from any other team. We're still unsure, and we still don't have a role for you. So you've got two choices. You can take the $7.9 million qualifying offer, come back for 1 year and be an unrestricted free agent, and we'll give you our word that if you really want to get out of here, we'll try to move you at the deadline when we can get fair value for you. Or don't sign it. But those are your only two options. Like the Warriors have all the ability to put Kuminga into a really tough spot if they don't want him here for a lot of money for the next 3 or 4 years.
And if you're right, and I feel like this is why it's been, you know, going the way it's going, which has been nothing, but do you find it strange or odd that the only deal, if you're right, the Warriors asking for too much on purpose, something would have came out, but all we keep hearing about is one offer, and that was one measly offer by the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah,
it's just interesting to see if the Wizards would have put something together and the Warriors denied it, that would have got out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the Warriors have stuff either done or right. I shouldn't say stuff. I'll bet you they have a thing or two either done or right on the verge of being done when something else happens. And we're going to eventually hear about it. But people are not going to like this, but I completely agree. And it's from Mustafa Mahajid. I probably spelled that wrong. But he said, that was the plot and the plan all along. And I completely agree. I mean, the Warriors knew they have Jonathan Kuminga over a barrel.
Yeah.
And I get it. He's a Golden State Warrior, and they should treat him right and all those kind of things. But if they don't believe that he's the player that he thinks he is, then we are going to be at a standstill. I think
for how long though? What's the worst case scenario?
Weeks.
Up until camp too?
Maybe.
Now that's where it gets borderline. And I get it, it's business, Goo, but that's where it gets borderline ridiculous. I'll just say on the Goo chessboard, this is how I'm looking at it. And again, I took some strays yesterday because I'm thinking more highly of Looney than a lot of people. And yeah, he got 15 minutes. I felt like he should have got 20. That's neither here nor there. But if you tell me, Stani, the Warriors are going to add Horford, I'm assuming they add Horford, you lose Looney, GP2, and Kuminga. Tell me how you're better.
Well,
I understand.
They're not just going to lose Peyton, Kuminga, and Looney
and not
bring somebody in.
But I'm looking at, like, who's available. I get you.
I mean, who's available? There may be somebody available that's on another team.
Like Bradley Beal, if somehow they could not overpay and just get Bradley Beal in a Warrior uniform coming off the bench, Stani, what would your, like, tell me why, would you be like, Goo, I'm not touching that? I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
You're excited thinking about Bradley Beal.
Yes. Okay. He's not the one. Is not running through you, but to come off the bench, bring the ball up, create your shot, make some free throws. Oh my gosh, the sign of help wanted is I mean, man.
I mean,
I almost would like to get in his brain to see if he thinks the Warriors are that team that would give him a chance to win. Like, he'd be like, oh, I can take my services over here.
I don't know. I mean, the nice thing about Beal is he's going to be bought out.
Yes.
So the money's not going to be, shouldn't be a huge issue. But maybe Bradley Beal wants to go somewhere where he starts. And maybe he won't be able to start here. I don't know. I mean, if he came on this team right now, should he play over Brandon Pajemski?
If it was just about basketball, he would. And he probably would cuss us out if we said that to him right there on the mic. But there's also, Stoney, we're learning the Warrior way. The Warrior way to play, and Pods fits that. But I got to believe, Stoney, do you really believe Bill Pods? I'm asking, Evan, would he start over Pods? Would Bill not start over Brandon P?
Probably not. Not on this team.
Now, what did Evan mean? And I want to ask Evan, when you say this team, because if you were running it, would that be the case? If I were, Beal would be starting over Pods.
I actually think he fits better off the bench.
Beal.
Yeah.
I do too.
Just go get it.
We'll see what he wants as a role. Let's go. What?
Uh-oh.
Is it another guru? We have another guru calling in from San Jose.
No. That's gone too far.
Wow, Evan, thank you.
You know what, Goo? You take this call. This is from Guru in San Jose.
Hey, Goo. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, Goo. What's going on?
How you doing?
Back at you, Goo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, good, doing good. Yeah, I mean, I love the show, love you guys. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Jonathan Kuminga situation, the conundrum there. So,
hey, real Stein, quick, before we start, hold on, before we start, why do you call yourself Guru?
That is my real name.
Are you being
sincere? I'm not.
I'll let you guys work this out. I'm not in this one.
I'm out.
So your first name is Guru?
Yeah.
What's your last name? You don't have to tell him.
I'm not telling.
Oh, this is...
I will not tell you.
Right, he's laughing. Okay, baby. Go ahead. You got exposed. Go ahead, baby.
No, he's fine.
His first name's not Guru, right? Yeah. Go ahead. All right. Go ahead, Goo.
It is, but anyways. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the JK situation. So regarding the qualifying offer, neither the Warriors nor JK, for their own reasons, will want to sign the qualifying offer because the qualifying offer comes with a no-trade clause. So if JK signs the qualifying offer, the Warriors cannot trade him. For the Warriors, Goo. That's for JK.
I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. Goo, my understanding is that it's not a no-trade clause so much as he must approve of the team that they want to send him to after they do that. Like, he can only be traded to a place he wants to go.
But I hear you. I hear you.
No-trade.
Yeah. Like, essentially, he'll have a no-trade clause, which he could waive if he wants to. Yeah, go ahead, Goo.
For sure. And, I do think this ends up with is JK taking maybe a two-year deal with a player option, and I do think it'll be less than $20 million. I think JK has played his leverage too far. And Draymond I think it was on Insta, that thread. He said he was not talking about JK. He was talking about
JK. Of course he was.
And not only about JK, but it was also about Giddey, about Cam Thomas, Quentin Grimes, all of these restricted free agents who don't know about the new CBA are overestimating their value. And, it sucks, but that's the CBA that the players and the owners both agree to. And I think it really hurt the middle class of the NBA.
No doubt.
This new CBA, and I don't think the players realize that.
No doubt. Hey, real quick, Goo, I just got a text as you were on the phone from the 415, and it says Guru is actually a common North Indian first name. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Guru.
Thank you, Guru. Don't be a stranger. Yeah. We could use more of that.
Yeah, good stuff.
I mean, he's a guru of the salary cap.
Wow, man. But I don't believe Draymond was specifically just talking to JK.
I do.
I mean, it fits where he's at.
Thank you.
But who he was really talking to was the Players Association.
Mm-hmm. He was talking about the deal they signed, but he was also talking about how some younger players don't know how to read the landscape. And
well, that's why you have agents too.
Exactly. But unfortunately, the agent is the conduit for the player, and whatever the agent is doing is an absolute representation of the player. And so Jonathan Kuminga wants certain things that
he thought possibly he was going to get
exactly.
Easy. So he shouldn't be mad at the Warriors. He should be mad at the Players Association.
I think he should
be
mad.
It sounds like that's what Dre was saying, talking to him. Like I asked you during the break, let's just say I take Draymond's advice. What do I have at my disposal? What can I do? I'm just a slave to this system that is set up with the second apron that has all these teams spooked.
Yeah.
So
Draymond Green is telling Jonathan Kuminga, you messed up. You should have taken what that offer was last year from the Warriors.
Mm.
And if that offer was 30, but you wanted 35, and that was the sticking point, you messed up because you ain't getting 30. And in fact, there's a possibility you could play next year for $7.9 million. And I think what Draymond is saying is if Draymond had a talk show in the Bay Area for the entire last if Draymond Green had a radio show in the Bay, the minute Kuminga did not sign an extension last year, I'll bet you Draymond Green would have said, well, there's no money out there next summer, so I don't know where he thinks the money's coming from.
And you guys had been saying that, and I'm like, they'll find it.
Exactly.
They'll find it.
Exactly.
But boy.
But I'm also listening. We can get into this on the other side, too. I'm also listening to the morning show today, and you know, Joe Shasky was talking about how free agency has been an absolute dud.
Is that a good or bad thing? I asked Evan yesterday.
I think it's a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing because, you know, over the last 10 years, they've created an incredible amount of interest in the offseason, in July particularly. What was the...
But what about our era where players stay put and run it back? What's wrong with that?
Well, then Kuminga should have taken 30 or 25 last year.
Oh, man, if that... I hope that's not true because then he's really upset. And it ain't diddly squat you can do about it.
Austin in San Jose, Draymond Green should not be talking about JK's money, period. He's not, but he is. That's why he said,
"You think
it's not really about JK." Yes, it is. It is.
But it's the Cam Thomases of the world. There's others that
exactly.
are still.
But Kuminga, I'm sorry. Yeah. He don't like.
He overplayed
don't,
the hand.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Don't insult me, Draymond, by telling me
you're not
really talking about Kuminga when it's obvious you're talking about Kuminga and all the restricted free agents.
I'm not trying to start anything, Saudi. I'm wondering now if Kuminga was like, man, you didn't have to say that. Or the fact that you specified at the end as you signed off, I'm not talking about JK. Like, I believe Dre.
I don't. What? Come on, Goo.
Can you remove Kuminga and just all the players that the second apron is affecting to where the bigger message Dre is talking about is it's on the Players Association? Like, That's where the venom was geared towards. And these guys don't know the game. Like, I honestly, like, you could call me all guru. Like, why would I cape up for Dre? Like, this is going to continue to happen. Like, there's going to be more Kamingas and Gab Thomases.
Well, first of all, there were only, what, three of them in that class? So most of the guys got signed to extensions. So those guys felt the number was fair, and they went back to their teams. Jonathan Kuminga,
if he really turned down 25 or 30, and we don't know for fact, this is where you're doing the, not the Dennis Schroeder thing, but you're kind of having those vibes of when he turned down the offer from the Lakers and then got nothing and had, you know what I mean? Like, wow, that's a setback.
Yes.
And disappointing.
Yeah, and I think right now probably Kuminga and his agent are scrambling a little bit. And maybe what they realize, here's the other thing. If they realize there ain't no offers out there for a sign and trade,
boy.
Well, now they got to go back to the Warriors and say, let's just hammer something out. And this is where the Warriors do not have to be altruistic. They don't have to be generous.
And how long would that be? Because if I'm Kuminga, I'm one and done. I want to do 1 year and know I get one more crack at it to get my big money. If what you guys said, all the Bobby Marks and everybody, there was no money this offseason. The cap's supposed to go up. So maybe if I'm Kuminga, that's what we do. Play 1 year, Steiny, not at the 7.9. And I'm sure I was about to say Lakeup will do him a solid, but you're going to laugh. But I'm like something, you know, respectable. And then he goes and tries to be all he can be and get that money next summer.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing the Warriors could do, theoretically, they can do a lot of different things, but they could theoretically offer him a 3-year deal for $60 million, 18, 20, and 22. I mean, they could theoretically offer him that and then give him an out, give him a player option at the end of his first year so that he feels like if he does have a great year and there's money out there, then he can opt out. But I don't know that the Warriors would want to give him an opt out after 1 year. They would probably rather say, no, we're not going to give you an opt out after 1 year. Just play for 1 year and we'll figure it out at the end of next year by kicking the can down the road.
So I would call up my owner, Lake Upstein. They went to the Valkyrie game and set up a lunch like Draymond had.
All right. You're Jonathan Kuminga and I'm Joe Lacob. Okay. So you'd call me.
Yeah. Hey, boss, how you doing?
First of all, how'd you get my number?
Oh, come on. We went to the Valkyrie game.
I know.
I paid for the Uber.
Okay. So, hey, Jonathan, what can I do for you?
Hey, boss, I've been doing a lot of thinking and a lot of just reflection, self-reflection. Mm. I'd love to let you know what that looked like. I'd like to have dinner or lunch if you got any time here in the near future.
I only do that with guys who were starters on a championship team. You're obviously referring to Draymond Green, who came down here, but that's a Hall of Famer, Jonathan. I don't know that I can make time for you right now.
See, that's
the
so
summer.
Unfair. You would never say that.
Yeah, sure. Let's get together for lunch. What's this about?
My future. Our future, hopefully.
All right. Okay.
All right. Tonight, 6:30?
Sure.
All okay, right. I'll see you then.
Okay.
That's how, I mean, it worked.
Okay, then
Draymond,
what?
But Draymond was way further down the road. I just can't believe, man, you really believe, like, again, Stanley, I love Draymond. He was spot on. But he was talking about the bigger issue that we're turning into, the guru said it, the haves and have-nots. What did Paulo Banchero just get? Almost $300 million.
He's a great player.
Right.
Well, he's got a chance to be a great player.
But
I
he's getting
say
paid
that.
Like one, though. But, man.
But he's done infinitely more than people make it mad
so
at that.
Real
but
quick
he's done
here.
More than Jonathan Kuminga.
All Kuminga has done wrong, if we want to sit here, and I brought it up, do we blame his agent? All he's done wrong is turn down, allegedly, what the Warriors offered him last year. Because you guys and everybody under the sun has been saying there's no money. So maybe he hasn't done anything wrong. There's no money elsewhere but turn down what your employer was offering you.
If he turned down 30.
Now that's
the golden.
No,
okay, yeah. So then what?
If I don't believe that 30, to be the case.
Okay, what if he turned down 28? 26?
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so if
you
you're
need
the Warriors,
new representation.
If you're the Warriors, is there any chance in hell you're offering him more now than you did last year?
No.
Okay. So that's why we're at a standstill. And again, I'm not, listen, something's going to happen. He's either going to play on the qualifier, he's going to get signed and traded, or he's going to sign a longer term deal here. But I just do not see why this particular transaction wouldn't last a while. You know what I mean? Like, it's the Warriors are not just going to, you know what, Jonathan, we know you missed an opportunity last year, so we're going to get... No. He's not a $30 million player. And I think he thinks he is.
Well... Wow. I really, excuse me, really saw what I wanted to see and what I thought I saw when I saw Kuminga and Lacob together. And you're going to laugh, and I get it, and you won't be the only one. But, Stani, sometimes you take care of your own. And the Warriors know if he did turn down 28 or 30, he's hurting. It ain't my job to make you feel better. But the bottom line is I'm looking at what you tricked off, basically, by turning down our offer. And if you want to do the one and done, it ain't going to be a 7.9. I'm going to put something on that because I know you've lost or you felt like you lost and you're coming back when you don't want to. We need you. And then, Stein, if I put something on that 7.9 that's respectable to get you up to, now I'm thinking 15, 17, or 18, that'll suffice just because of if you're right of what he turned down, let's play ball, and then you try to bring the house down or be the best, you know, after this season.
Couple
but
great,
the Warriors need him, I believe.
I don't know that they think they need him.
Well, at 30, they don't price. Think him, no doubt.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, a couple great texts here that I want to bring up to the listener that I want to talk about because it's provocative. A reminder, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.